makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with your player podcast. This week, we have quarterback Sage Rosenfels, who talks about moving forward after Sunday's loss. Here's what he had to say in the locker room.
All I can really do going on from here is learn from it and put it behind me and then prepare for the next one, because dwelling on it is not going to do me any good, and not going to do this team any good. And we played good football the last couple of weeks, two games we all know we should have won, but we haven't. But all we can do is move on.
Have you reviewed what you did and thought about it and how you'd do it differently if you had it over again? How do you look at that, Sage?
Well, I've reviewed it probably 1,000 times in my mind, but again, that's not going to do me any good really for this week, other than obviously what I do differently next time. So I'm trying not to dwell on it. I'm trying to move on, and I think this team's ready to move on and you know, have another game. I think everyone's excited about how we're playing right now, because we're playing really good football.
Well, what does it mean to you to support our players, coaches, Bob McNair? What does it all mean to you, Sage?
Well, it means a lot. I think guys really enjoyed playing out there. I think, you know, we created a lot of unity in that game, as far as, you know, we took a team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and it was a game, obviously, we felt we dominated pretty well. We played great defensively, played really well offensively, we played well on special teams. So it's something we can take a lot out of. There are, you know, this thing as a loss where you can, you know, there is such thing as a loss where you can take positives out of, and we definitely had a lot of positives in that game.
Is it hard for you because you may not get a chance to get back out there on Sunday because you're back to being number two, because Matt's back out here? So is that hard that you don't really have a chance to get back out there and do it again?
Well, it's just the way it is, and sitting here and dwelling on it and being frustrated by it, it's not going to help me when I get that chance, whenever that may be, and it may be this year, maybe next year, maybe whenever, but sitting here and dwelling on it for the rest of my life is not going to do me any good. So, you know, I'm moving on past it, and I wish it wouldn't have happened, but it did, and I was trying to make a play and trying to make things happen. That's generally the way I play, and it backfired on me.
Well,
did you hear from guys
normally?
Because I know Manning and Henning could have felt crazy. Did you hear from anybody?
Yeah, I have. Jake DeLome called me after the game, and we talked for extensively about, you know, the mistakes he made when he was younger, and passes that he threw, and when he's throwing interceptions, critical times of games, and things like that. And all he can do is learn from him. And a lot of other guys around the league that have called me and said, hey, you played great, and don't worry about it, and now you know what to do next time you're in this situation. But the good thing is that we played really well offensively, and we're really starting to click on all cylinders offensively.
What I meant to say was not dwelling on what happened, but in athletics, when you don't have a good game, or if you have whatever, you want to get back out there and do it again. But because of the situation, you can't, or you may not be able to. Is that tougher on you than, say, a running back who may have fumbled or didn't make a good play? He gets back out there and gets to atone for it, if you will. You just don't get that chance this time.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes, and I made my bed and I got to sleep in it, so that's the way it goes. And as I said, I wish it wouldn't happen, but it'd be nice to go out there and prove everyone wrong again this week. I thought I played pretty well last week for 3.5 quarters. I think everyone agrees with me on that, but I got to finish off football games.
56 minutes, more than just 3.5 quarters. Is it easier said than done? Having the water off a duck's back in a situation like this, I know you don't want to dwell on it, but is that hard to do to not?
No, just because it's not going to do me any good. It's not going to do me any good. It's not going to do this team any good to sit there and feel sorry for ourselves. We're playing really good football, and it hasn't turned into wins the last couple of weeks, but if we just know it, we know we're playing good football. And if we can keep playing the way we're playing, we're going to win a lot of games here the rest of the season.
What did you find out about yourself? You forget the last 4 minutes. You had your chances last year, and you were able to seize the moment. You were seizing it again. What does that tell you about yourself in general? What do you know about yourself?
Well, it tells me that I can play in this league and I can start in this league, but it also tells you that I have things to learn. And that's always the balance. I keep learning new things more and more. You know, guys that played for a long time, guys like Rich Gannon, I'm sure they're learning things in their last season, just like they did in the first season. So I keep learning from mistakes or things that Matt does or things that our teams do around the league, and just keep learning, because you never can learn too much.
What did it mean to you, talking about people calling me from around the league, Jake DeLome, those guys? What did that mean to talk to them? They can identify what you've been through. You know, you're not the lone stranger here. What does that all mean to you, Sage?
Well, I think a lot of guys realized how well I played in that game up until that point, and how devastating that can be, probably how devastating it was in their life. And I think that's really helped me through it the most, and it's given me the positive outlook on things. Worst things could have happened, but I try to be aggressive, and I made the wrong decision, and there's really nothing I can do about it now but learn from it.
All you Texans, get up and scream.